Well, what do you say we do a random run of the letter B, the L, and let's throw in a Q, a P, and the letter G. Now, this one's going to be tough because these are the more uncommon letters used in QSOs, in communication. So let's give it a try, and we'll go heavy on the B's and L's. Ready? Here we go with a random run. Write this down in your notebook, and if we send a letter you don't know, just leave it blank. Here we go. All right, let's do a quick read back. BL, LBL, BLL, BL, VW, BWL, LWP, QL, LUQ, PL, VQL, GPQL, LGP, QLL, BLT, BILT, BLOOB, BLOOPER, QUIP, LUCK, PLUCK, CHICKENS at lunchtime, period. And, of course, the old... All right, this is Gordo, WB6NOA. This completes the first side of your fourth cassette. Just turn the cassette around and put it into the cassette player, and I'll meet you on the flip side. Hi there again, Gordon West, WB6NOA with Radio School, and this is the B-side of your fourth cassette in preparation to pass that five-word-per-minute code test with ease. All right, what do you say we start with a new letter, and this will be the letter Y. I know you've heard the Y a lot. Now you'll begin to really know it. This is the letter Y. Da-da-da-da. Why? Write down some whys. Why? The letter Y. Write down some whys. The letter Y. Write them down as fast as you can. The letter Y. Why? Because it'll be good for you. That's why. The letter Y. Y. Why? Why not? Why do we have to learn the code? I knew you were thinking of that. The letter Y. Because it's an international agreement for now. All right, now let's try these words beginning with Y. Yes, everybody's going to learn the code. Try this one with Y in it. Here we go, Y. Not bad. Looking good. Keep copying. All right. Whew. Now let's take a look and see what you should have copied. Yet, you, young, yearn, yakky yak, yacht, YOLO, yuppie, younger, yonkers, with a U in it? Hmm? Yes, sirree. Yipe out, not wipe out, but yipe out, why me? And that should have been why me with a question mark. All right, now let's try a random run of Y's and let's see, Y's, B's, and L's. I know, this is tough, but you're going to make it. You are going to get through the code test because right after this run, we're going to do a confidence builder and you'll see how well you're doing. All right, here we go. Random run of Y's, Y's, B's, and L's. L's. Here we go. We'll start off with the letter Y. All right. Whew. That was a tough one. I know. I know. I'm looking over your shoulder. That's pretty strange writing. Okay, let's see what we should have copied. You may even want to play this part of the cassette over about 100 times, no, a couple times until you have it down. All right, here we go. Should have copied YY, BLY, YBY, BY, BYY, BL, LB, YY, LB, BYL, YYB, YY, BB, LL, BLY, BLY, YLB, LB, YY, BB, LL, YY, but why, you ask? Question mark. All right. Now for a confidence builder. No, you don't get a break yet. We've only been going for a few minutes, and you're much too fresh to take a break, so we will start this next one off with a series of V's and call signs, and we'll get into another part of the QSO, the communication, and let's see how you do. And then we'll do multiple choice questions and answers, and here we go. So start fresh out of your notebook, and here we go with a series of V's. Good luck. and then the procedural sign-off signals, the AR, it's actually run together A and R, run together, and the SK, meaning silent key. All right, now let's do a little test and see how you do. Ready? Here we go with the test. The receiving operator, was it K5YNS? Nope. WA1RAT? Nope. Was the receiving operator K5YUP? Nope. WA1AMR? Yes. Remember, the receiving operator is always the first call sign. The sending operator is always after the DE. And then the three R's, RRR, that means that the sender operator copied what the receiver just sent. Thanks. Thanks who? Thanks Susan? Thanks John? Thanks Bob? Or thanks Sam? That's right, thanks Susan. Your, meaning your, Y-O-U-R, we abbreviated U-R, your RST. Now we're talking about the signal reporting system. The RST, was it 559, 569, 579, 589, or 599? That's right, 599 with a break sign in the middle of them. RST 599, and QTH here is, well, let's see, where is that QTH? Well, if it's in five land, yeah, that makes sense. QTH is, did you get the QTH? How about a fill-in-the-blanker? That's right. QTH is Dallas, comma, da-da-da-da-da-da, comma, Dallas, comma, Texas, period. Temperature is how many degrees? 80, 90, 100, or 110? That's right, 100 degrees. And it is what? What were the weather conditions? Fill in the blank. Did you get them? Well, it makes sense. Hot and dry, period. My name is who? Is it Marco, Margaret, Mary, or Martha? That's right, it is Margaret, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T. And age is Margaret young, middle-aged, or old? Young, 15 years old. Rig is an old what? That's right, an old ICOM, period. Antenna is a beam. MusQRT for what? That's right, a cat nap, period. And then the call signs are repeated, WA1AMRDEK5YNS. All right, you deserve a break. Take a well-deserved break, and I'll meet you back here in about 3 or 4 or 5 hours for another review and then a new letter. Okay, everybody back and nice and rested and relaxed. Okay, here's your secret message. Letter F. Oh, you love to hear that sound. All right, you should have copied, "Hi there, comma, this is Gordo saying I hope to see all of you soon at an upcoming ham fest somewhere in the USA. And I make about one a month throughout the country. And I sure hope you'll come on up and say hi, because I have a very special code graduation certificate for those of you that seek me out. And I've got them with me. And I'll be happy to get you one, too, just for saying hi at the ham fest." Okay, now, let's do the letter F. The letter F. The letter F. We don't use F very much. In fact, looking at my wife with her cross stitch on her sampler, they didn't even use the letter F in the alphabet on the sampler. Girls, did you know that? Yeah, you probably did. Anyway, the letter F. Now, you should be writing down the letter F. Write down the F, please. The letter F. Write it down. All right, try this word with the letter F. Fast food. Try this one. Footsie, try this one beginning with the letter F. Freedom, this with the letter F. Fido! And many of you will have to send me pictures of you practicing code with your dog looking over your shoulder, or this one with the letter F. A lot of dits in that one. Fishies! This one with the letter F. Ford, F-O-R-T, this one with the letter F. Frontier, this one with the letter F. Well, forgive me, this one with the letter F. 44. All right, now let's do a random review of the letter F, which we don't use very much, J, and Y. Here we go. Boy, all right. A rapid read back before we run out of tape. FJY, FYF, FFJF, JYFF, FJY, for just you, comma, fun CW, yet youth will prefer to sit it out for 50 more days, a slant bar JFF, FYFF, Fluffy Furberger. Okay, there you go. Wow, look at that code copy. Looking good. Well, there's been a big change in the Morse code. It used to be that taking the extra class test required a 20 word per minute code test, and the general a 13 code test, and the 5 word per minute code test really didn't get you all that much, except for some CW operating on the HF bands and 10 meters. Well, now, as of April 15, 2000, all that's changed. The 5 word a minute code test that this tape and series of tapes is preparing you for will be all that you need to get all the way to extra class. That's right, extra class at just 5 words a minute. This is part of the United States Amateur Service restructuring. The new levels of licensing after April 15th will be technician, which is the VHF, UHF entry level, general class, which is the high frequency level that puts you on all the worldwide bands, and amateur extra class. That's a technically oriented senior license. And after April 15th of 2000, there will only be one Morse code examination, and that speed we are preparing you for right here on these cassettes is a 5 word per minute element 1 examination. Now, to go along with passing the code test, we'll be passing the written examinations. Element 2 is for technician. This is a 35-question test based on elementary operating procedures, radio regs, and a smattering of beginning electronics. Emphasis will be on VHF and UHF operating, and if you get the tech license and the code test, that gives you privileges on 4 portions of the worldwide bands for CW mostly. Element 3, that's the biggie, that's the general class element on HF operating privileges, amateur practices, radio regulations, and a little bit more on electronics. Emphasis is on the high frequency bands, and yes, 5 words a minute carries you through for general class once you pass the 35 question Element 3 general class exam. Element 4, that's the biggie, that's the extra class exam, a 50 question test. Covers specialized operating procedures, more radio regs on how to give tests, and formulas with a little bit of heavy math. So you should be, along with these code tapes, practicing my book by reading it, and practicing my audio theory cassettes by playing them, and that way you'll be entering the amateur radio service as a technician class operator having the code credit. But more than likely, you're going to get elements 2 and 3 and become a general class operator by satisfying the element 1 5 word a minute code test. Well, are you ready to go on to your fifth cassette? I am, so let's get started with the fifth cassette. I'll see you there. Gordon West, WB6NOA, going QRT and QSY to the fifth cassette. See you there. Congratulations, you are on your fifth cassette in preparation for your 5 word per minute code test. This is Gordon West, WB6NOA, saying I'm proud of you. You are doing terrific. And to show you how well, let's go ahead and try a 5 word per minute code test along with its 1 minute warm up. So draw a line on your workbook paper and let's get started with a sample code test at 5 words a minute. Here we go with the warm up. There's the warm-up X's, 3 more. Almost all amateur radio code tests are preceded by a 1 minute or longer warm-up. In this warm-up, a series of X's gets you tuned into the sound of the code, and then the statement, "This is a 5 WPM test, warm-up, period, good luck, period." Now, what do you say we try an actual code test, starting off with call letters and hopefully ending with call letters so you get a second shot at copying the call letters down correctly? And do the best you can if you should find a letter that we haven't taught you yet, like the letter Z or X or some of the numbers, just leave them blank because chances are you'll be able to piece together the message and figure it out. Remember, on your upcoming code test, you do not have to write it down originally perfect. You can have errors and omissions. They give you a minute or two after the test is over to go back and fill in the missing letters and numbers. Okay, here we go. We'll start off with a series of V's.
Thank you.
Here come numbers. And the procedural sign-off signal AR and the SK. AR means end of work and the SK means I'm stop sending. All right, now I'd like you to go back and play this portion of the tape over again. Start from the beginning and play the warm-up as well as the actual code test. And then let's do a readback and see how well you did. Now, this will be a tough one in that it will be not multiple choice answers, but fill in the blanks. So we'll be asking you to fill in the blanks, so do a second run at it, and then let's see what you should have copied. All right, the first question is, Who was the sending operator? The sending operator's call sign. Now, you had two opportunities, one at the top of your copy, one at the bottom of your copy. And the sender, remember, is always after the letters D-E. And the sender was, that's right, N5MOO. And if you have any of my exclusive Gordon West Theory books, you know that Five Land, where the number five is used in a call sign, is around Texas. So that gives us a clue. RRRTNX. Now, the letter X we haven't covered yet, but you probably figured it out. The letter X, it's symmetrical like the letter X. So the word TNX. TNX, who was the name of the receiving operator? What was the name of the receiving operator? Did you get it? The receiving operator was it Mark? Nope. Mark is the sender. The receiving operator's name is, that's right, Ray. TNX, Ray, fer, F-E-R, the call, period. Handle, H-R, meaning here. Handle here is, and what was the name of the sending operator? That's right, the sender was Mark, M-A-R-K. And what was Mark's Q-T-H? All right, take a look. Oh, you think you've got it, huh? I bet you missed it. I bet you did. Did you write down El Paso, comma, Texas? Well, if you wrote down El Paso, comma, Texas, you're wrong. That's right. They was not El Paso, but El Paso, comma, TX, period. So if you put down El Paso, comma, T-E-X-A-S, no. What was sent was El Paso, comma, TX, period. Even though you're just learning the letter X. So if they abbreviate the state when the code test is taking place, don't be a good guy or girl and spell the state out on your answer sheet. Rather, just abbreviate it as you have in your copy. Period. Okay. The weather. Did you get the weather report? Well, it makes sense for Texas. Warm and windy. But there's something in between warm and windy. Da-di-da-da-dit. That's the slant bar. The slant bar. And we're going to be working more on the slant bar. Now, don't worry if you miss the slant bar. At least you got the weather report as warm, slant bar, windy. With temp, not temperature, but just plain temp, at how many degrees? Was it 40 degrees, 50, 60, 70, 85, 90, or 100 degrees? Well, you missed the first number because you don't know it yet. But you got the second number is 5, so which of the possible answers is the correct one? Well, there's only one that had 85 in it, so the answer is 85 degrees. What kind of rig? On your examination, you'll find that your examiners will normally use rigs that are relatively common. Kenwood, Yaesu, ICOM, Collins, Swan, Hallicrafters sometimes. Well, this one was a Yaesu, Y-A-E-S-U, Yaesu. And antenna is, oh boy, tough one. What'd you get for that? Monopole, M-O-N-O-P-O-L-E. Up how many feet? Here's a numbers question. It was up, well, you got one of the numbers. That's right, up 58 feet. Your RST, meaning what was the signal report? Easy one here, 599, and then the break sign, 599, period. Must QRT, in other words, the operator saying, I must go off the air for what? A nap? Mm-mm. Lunch? Nope. Work? Yep, that's right. Must QRT for work, period. How copy? Question mark. Now, when you go for general and extra class, every time you see how copy, question mark, that's the time to jump to the top of your paper and copy down the call signs for the second time. W-A-1-R-U-S-D-E-N-5-M-O-O. Well, congratulations, you did just great. In fact, you did so well, it's time to take a break, and then we're going to do numbers.